Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good afternoon. Today is January 11, 2023, a day we've never seen before. And guess who gave it to us? Not the alarm clock. He didn't wake us up. Our Father God woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. He keeps his breath in our almighty body. So we are thanking, and he keeps his almighty breath in our bodies. So we are grateful, and we are thanking the Most High God because of the mighty love he has for us. You know he loves you so much. Not as a group. Mm-mm. He loves us as individuals. He know our name. He gave each one of us fingerprints, footprints. He know our social security number. There's nothing that Father God don't know about us. So January 11, 2023 is an awesome year, a mighty year. We are privileged that the Most High is ordering our steps. Yes, he does. So we are thankful for each one of you today. We plead the blood of Jesus over the line. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are thanking the Most High God for all that he's done, all that he's about to do on our behalf. You know, his love is so amazing. His love is so great. It's greater than human love. You know, human love to a certain point. And beyond that, they don't have the capacity to love like the Almighty. Human love is limited, but the Almighty God's love is endless and is powerful. It's everlasting. He will always love us. No matter what we do, he will always love us. His love never stops for us. So we are thanking him on this January 2023. I don't know where you are, but I know here in Jacksonville, Florida, the sun is shining and it's a beautiful day. And the weather is, oh my God, probably a light sweater day. So we thank God that he, oh my God, gives us the weather. He gave us the seasons. Yep. And he said there's a season under heaven for everything. You know it's a season. It's a season to praise God. It's a season to honor him. It's a season to bless him. It's a season to worship him. It's a season for everything under heaven. Everything. You may say, oh, this is not my season, but yes, it is. It's your season to bloom, to flourish, to have favor. It's the season of favor. 2023 is a year like, you know, we never seen this year before. So we are blessed that the Most High God gave us another year to worship him. This is such a blessed year. This is a year that the Lord has made. And it's incredible. Oh, my God. We're going to be giving testimony. We're going to say, love. Yeah, you know what the Lord did? You're going to call your friends. You're going to say, you know what he did for me today? Yeah, but do you know what he did for me today? He's awesome. He's mighty. He's powerful. He's, oh, my God, a phenomenal God. And you know, nobody can compare to him. Do you know anybody who made the whole world in 6 days? Do you know anybody who created the ocean? What about who created bears and turtles and frogs and zebras? You know anybody who did that? Do you know anybody who could create a human being and a male and a female? You know anybody who can do that? No. We serve an incredible God. He's unique in all his ways. Oh, my God. He's past finding out. No words can completely describe how great he is. No human words. You know what? Read Revelation. Even the angels bow down before him. Hallelujah to the Most High God. He's incredible. You can't find nobody. I don't care if you go to Mars, Venus, you know, all of those planets. He created them. But you know what? He gave us the best planet to live on. We don't have to have an oxygen tank. He gave us the best place to be in the world. We don't have to worry about a thing. Our God is an awesome king. He's a mighty God. He's so incredible. He made each one of us with different fingerprints. You know, nobody in the world, I don't care if you go to China, Africa, Asia, South America, North America, Europe, you're not going to find nobody with the same fingerprints. You know how people say you got a twin somewhere, but your twin, even if you are born in the same belly with your twin, y'all got separate fingerprints. Isn't he amazing? He's so incredible. I don't know about nobody's like him. You know, he is past finding out, but he does let us find out something. And those things that he let us find out, they're awesome, awesome, powerful things. We serve the Most High God. Remember, I just told you now, the angels bowed before him. I don't know nobody else who the angels bowed before and say, holy, holy, holy to the Lord God Almighty. He's an incredible God. Ain't nobody like our God. Those false gods, they die. Or they burn up. They would. They don't live. There's no God great like our God. Didn't you read about him from Genesis to Revelation? You haven't read it yet? You better open up the Bible, basic instructions before leaving the earth. You haven't read it yet? Oh, my God. You behind in school. You better catch up. You ain't even into kindergarten, pre-K yet. You better read the good book, as people call it. The Bible, the basic instructions before leaving the earth. We got to read his word. Now, look, don't stop when you read it. Don't just put it down. Wait to hear a word from him. He has an awesome word for you today. Oh, my God, a word that you have never heard before. He's an awesome king, and he speaks to his children. Don't you know he spoke to Moses? He even had a time in the Garden of Eve, in the Garden of Eden, where he visited with Adam and Eve every day. They were so blessed, and they didn't even know it. He only gave them one instruction. He said, eat of any tree in the garden. Just this one. Don't eat of the tree of good and evil. Now, what did they do? You know, you tell your children, your grandchildren, look, I bake the sweet potato pie, the apple pie, the cherry pie, the peach pie. Do not touch this particular pie. Don't touch it, because that's for, you know, so-and-so. Whatever it is, you tell them. What pie are they going to want? The one you tell them don't eat. That's how human nature is. We want to disobey God. We want to do what he don't want us. That human nature in us, it came up with Adam and Eve. And ever since then, we've been having that stubborn, rebellious nature. So we're going to pray today, January 11, 2023. Father, remove every stubborn spirit from us. Help us to be obedient to you. Help us to say yes to your will, yes to your way. Help us not to even hesitate. Help us not to try to figure it out. Just be obedient to you. Just do what you tell us to do, because you're an amazing God and you are our creator. You're the one who can take breath. You're the one who give breath. You're the one who, oh my God, who created us. You formed and shaped us in our mother's belly. And the wonderful thing about it is, your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. Now, Lord, we could fool each other, but we can't fool you, because you know our thoughts are far off. You already know what we're going to think, what we're going to say, what we're going to eat, what we're going to do. Oh, yeah, you already know what we're going to do at the end of 2023, all the way from the beginning of 2023. You know what we're going to do. You know our thoughts. There's nothing you don't know. So today, on Wednesday midweek Bible study, we surrender all to you today, everything, everything. We surrender all to you today, Lord God. We don't know the way, but we know that you're a way maker. You are a way maker. Oh, yeah. You know when the doctors give up? Oh, yeah. You're the one that say, get up, get up, get up. And we get up. We get up. People that's been said, you know, even pronounced dead, you say, get up, even. You know, you're a good friend. Oh, my God. Lazarus. They say Lazarus dead. He said, no. Jesus said he's sleeping. Well, some people sleeping, and the doctors think they dead. And sometimes somebody will walk in there that you send and say, get up. And they take up their bed and walk. So that is your portion today. Get up. Pick up your bed and walk. Follow what God telling you, even if you don't understand it. Well, welcome again. We are praising the Father like never before. We are telling him what a great God he is, what an awesome king he is. And you know, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22 says, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. So today, Father, we pray that we would have knowledge to do good and not evil, that you will continually download in us wisdom, knowledge, understanding of your ways. Order our steps today. We need to be, we need our steps. Read his word, study his word, and obey his word. We don't want to be like Adam and Eve, especially Eve, where, you know, the devil came and twisted the word because she didn't know God had spoken to her about what to do. He spoke it to Adam. And I don't know if he told her, but whatever. They didn't follow it. He did what she told him. So we thank God. You know, the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Because the Lord has anointed us to preach the good tidings to the meek. He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Comfort all that mourn. Now listen, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. The oil of mourning, for the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So, yeah, we got to glorify God today like never before. So I thank God it's praise time today. We're going to be singing, worshiping the King of Kings. The Almighty himself, he's the ruler of America, in case you didn't know it. I know you think it's President Joe Biden. No, no, it's God. He's the ruler of this nation. He's the ruler of every nation. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. It may look like somebody else is in charge, but God birthed these people who are kings and presidents and rulers. And he birthed them, and he, God, is in charge, not them. So he's the almighty one. He's the one who owns the earth
and everything. It says he owned the earth and the fullness in it. So he owns your TV, your cell phone, your house, your car, your apartment, your children. He owns you. He owns everything. We're in the earth. So, yes, Lord. So I thank God today we have a mighty woman of God on with us from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. You know, Sister Mary Nichols. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. How are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon, and happy to be here, as usual.
Amen. We're happy for you to be here. What are you going to sing today?
I know who holds tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Go right ahead.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from sunshine, for it does turn to gray. I don't worry for the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. I don't need to understand, but I know who tomorrow, and I know He holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. I don't know the path that may be my portion. May He be through faith or flood, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. Let me sing about tomorrow. I don't need to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know He holds my hand.
Amen. Woo, that was awesome, awesome, awesome. Yep, we know who holds tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sister Mary. That was so beautiful, so beautiful. Thank you so much. Yep, God holds tomorrow. All right, Sister Marianne from Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to ask you if you'll say a prayer for the senior citizens and their families from all over the world.
Yes, Sister D. Hold on 1 minute. I'm just trying to get. Okay, Sister D. Heavenly Father, I come to you, Lord God, on those terms of my own. I want to thank you, Lord God, for allowing all of us to see a new year, Lord God, a year that we have not seen before, Lord God. Help us to walk into this year in your presence, Lord God, in obedience to your word right now, Lord God. Lord, I bring the senior citizens before you right now, Lord God. You know all about all of us. You have allowed us to live to become senior citizens. Continue to take care of us, Lord God. Continue to watch over us, Lord God. Continue to send us the help that we need right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let the younger generation abuse us right now, Lord God, or anyone abuse your senior citizens right now, Lord God. Keep us healthy right now, Lord God, instill in us your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lift us up, Lord God. Give us new life, Lord God, in our body and in our mind, Lord God, that we can walk upright in your word, Lord God, regardless of our age right now, Lord God. Show us favor right now, Lord God, because there's so many that have not lived to reach the age to be a senior citizen. So for that, Lord God, I thank you in itself right now, Lord God. Just continue to bless us. Continue to let our families look after us, take care of us right now, Lord God, and just help us right now, Lord God. Continue to bless us. Continue to pour your anointing upon us right now, Lord God. Continue to pour your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in us and through us, that we can impart it in the younger generation. Right now, Lord God, I just praise you. I just thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. Right now, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, and I praise you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. We appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Mary. All right, got your Bibles in front of you. I know you got them. Got them Bibles, those pens, and those tablets in front of you because we're getting ready to search the scripture. You know, we got it. The Bible says search the scripture, for in them you find out if you saved or not. So we got to stay saved. You know that. We got to know the word. We got to have the word written on the tables of our heart that we would not sin against God. You know, if you haven't given rules to your children and they break the rule, they don't know. No, you got to be fair. God is fair. He's a fair judge. He gave us the rules, and we got to follow. But you know what? We got to find out where the rules are. They're in the Bible. They're not in that science book, social studies, reading book, math book. They're in the Bible. You're not going to find instructions for anything in the math book on how to get to heaven. So you got to know. You're not going to find anything in the science book about how to have a relationship with God. No, we got to get in the word. So here we go. This book, from the books of history, that's the Old Testament history, this scripture says, he shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Where is that scripture found? It's in the Old Testament, one of the books of history. You remember the books of history? It's 12 of them. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, King, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Now, which one of those books is that scripture? He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Where is that found? State your name and give the answer and read the scripture. Where is it found? From the books of history in the Old Testament, this scripture says, he shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Come on, Bible scholars. I know y'all know. Which one of those books of history is that scripture in? State your name and read it. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom. How long? Forever. Oh, my God. Who is that talking about anyway? Come on, y'all, read it. He shall build an house for my name,
and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Where is that found?
Is that found 2 Samuel 7:13?
All right. You forgot your name. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Ossie from Jacksonville.
Thank you, Sister Ossie. Okay, read the script. You got it correct.
Yes. 2 Samuel 7:13, he is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
Hey, yeah, thank you, Sister Ossie. Thank you for coming on. All right, moving on to number two. We got four more. From the books of poetry. You know the books of poetry? Come on, y'all. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. I'm giving y'all the cheat sheet today. From the books of poetry, this scripture says, surely there is a vein silver and the place for the gold where they find it. What book of poetry is that found in? I may have spelled one word wrong. Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for the gold where they find it. Where is that? Where is that scripture found? Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for the gold. Where?
Sister Marion.
Okay.
As in Job 35:13. Surely God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. Is that the one you want?
Nope. Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for the gold where they find it. That was a good start, though. Keep searching. Good start. I thought sure that was it, but it sounded something like it. Surely there is a vein, V-E-I-N, for the silver and a place for gold where they find it. Where is that found? Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for the gold where they find it. Now, look, don't be trying to take a nap on me. You should have took your nap at 10 o'clock this morning. Come on, y'all. Wake up. It's in the one the poetry. Okay, go ahead.
Now, I found Job 28:1, but it read a little bit different.
No, that's it. That's the correct one.
Okay, Job 28:1 says, surely there is a mine, M-I-N-E, for silver and a place where gold is refined.
All right. That's correct. Thank you so much. Okay. This is from the Bible. This script says, now this one, I'm not giving a clue which book of the Bible it's in. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the blood? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abomination. Over, the word of the Lord came unto me, now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge, wilt the bloody city, yea, thou wilt show her all her abomination. All right, y'all. Come on, search the scripture. It's in one of the books of the Bible. I will give you one clue. It's in the Old Testament. From the Bible, this scripture says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, Thou shalt show her all her abomination. Where is that found? Old Testament. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abomination. Where is that scripture found? Come on, use your iPad, your computer, your cell phone, something. Type in some of the key words I gave you. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now that's a lot in a lot of different scriptures, but the next part, now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her and all her abominations. All right, look them up. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Y'all went to sleep on me? Somebody, anybody. Come on, look the scriptures up.
From the Bible, this scripture.
I'm sorry, was that you, Sister Ossie?
Yes. Can you repeat it about two more times?
Okay. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Where is that found? In the Old Testament. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations.
Okay.
Sister Mary, is that you?
No, I'm sorry. I thought I had it, but no, I don't.
Okay. Moreover, the word of the Lord. Now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shall show her all her abominations. Come on, y'all. Work. I'll search the scriptures. Search it out.
Okay. Hi, this is Sister Ossie. I think I got it. Ezekiel 22.
Yep. Ezekiel 22 what?
2.
1 and 2. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt shew her all her abominations. So.
All right. It's 1 and 2. Read 1 and 2.
All right. 1 second.
Okay.
All right. Moreover, Ezekiel 22:1-2. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Then,
amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Ossie. 1 and 2. Very good. Thank you. I tell you what, you got all three of them today. That this scripture search is
We got to keep doing it today. Keep on, y'all. All right, we got two more Old Testament scriptures. From the Old Testament, this scripture says, tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. Old Testament. Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. Where is that found? Y'all doing good today, but come on, don't let Sister Asa get all of them. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to work. Come on. Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. Where is that? Old Testament. Tell your children of it.
Okay. I have Mary, and I have Joel 1, verse 3.
Good job. That's it. Read it.
Okay. Tell it to your children. Let your children tell it to their children and their children to the next generation.
Amen. That's it. Y'all are on the ball today. Keep going. All right. Come on. Y'all not going to catch up with Sister Asa because she got three of them. So come on. One more. One more. Is in the New Testament. So shift gears in your brain. You got to go to the New Testament. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And the apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Yeah, it's for all nations.
Yeah.
New Testament.
Okay. The Mary and I have Acts 11:1.
All right, that's it.
Oh, okay. The apostles and the believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God.
Amen. Y'all, give yourself a hug. Those of you who got the answers, give yourself a hug. Y'all did terrific. All right, I'm so proud of y'all today. All right, now we need some scripture readers. Scripture readers, so get your Bibles ready. I need somebody to read. Let's see, the first scripture is, let's see where it is. It is Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. Who want to read that one? Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. Who want to read that one?
Mary.
Sister Marion.
Okay.
All right, Sister Mary. Sister Marion, you can read it also, Sister Marion. One of you get it in a different version. Sister Mary, can you use, what do you call that, American Standard Version? And Sister Marion, can you use another version?
Yes.
The ESV Bible.
Okay, I have another the one. King James version.
Okay.
I have the King James
Sister Mary. Okay. And Sister Mary, what you have? Just read it in the other.
I'll find it in the American Standard. But
okay, good.
Would you tell me again what it is? Jeremiah 2.
Chapter 4, verse 20. You got to write it down. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. You know how you tell your children, but do you have to follow my son? Get that pen and paper ready. Jeremiah 4:22. Good job, y'all.
Okay.
All right. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. Matthew 24, verse 44. Matthew 24, verse 44. Who can read that for us?
This is Julia.
Okay, Julia. All right.
Say Matthew 24:44.
Thank you for joining us, Sister Julie.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Got another scripture. Two more scriptures. This one's Hebrews 3:7. Who want to read that one? Hebrews 3:7. Who want to read that one? State your name.
This is Sister Bainey. I'll read that one.
Okay.
Thank you, Sister Bainey. All right. The last one I need read. Psalms 95:7-11. Psalms 95:7-11.
I'll take that one. It's
awesome. Sister Ashley, is that you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can barely hear you.
I say yes, ma'am. It's me.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. All right. Appreciate that. Okay. Well, it's time for the word that the Lord gave me. The message title is, you can write it down if you like, From Prayerlessness to Prayerfulness. From Prayerlessness to Prayerfulness. In other words, start praying. That's the title. Start praying. Pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, pray in the evening, in between if needed. Pray without ceasing, okay? The scripture taken from is Psalm 53:4. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon me. Ho! Oh, that's the mighty God speaking. Psalm 53:4. Can you put your phones on mute until I call on you to read, please? Thank you. I got some little feedback here. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon me. Many people, I'm talking about church people, do not even know God. They sit on the pew. They know the pastor. They know the leaders, the deacons, the elders, the apostles, the prophets, the missionaries, but they don't know God. They just know them people they can touch and feel. They don't know the Almighty God. He's a spirit. But they go to church. They don't miss a service, but they don't know God. Many people, even church people, do not know God. They have not established a relationship with God. They don't even know they're supposed to. They know, you know, that they even sometimes they bring their Bible, them big thick Bibles to church. But when they get back home, they put it on the shelf and they pick it up again when it's time to go out the door to go to Wednesday, Thursday, whatever service, Sunday. That's when they pick it up. They depend on the pastor. But the pastor be going to heaven. He headed towards heaven. But what about the members? No. They not establishing a relationship with the Most High God. They don't pray. They don't consult the Most High God. They just say, my pastor going to pray for me. What if something happened to your pastor? What if your pastor don't have a relationship with God? They attend church service regularly, but they've not taken time to know God for themselves. They say, my pastor said that God said, but what did God say to you? Is he talking now? He talks to all his children. You just got to be in tune with him. There's a message I preach sometimes, tune your headset to frequency God. God is on a frequency. You got to be quiet in a quiet place to hear him because he's not shouting. But the devil's shouting loud. You hear him. Yesterday, I heard a car out there so loud you could hear the bump, 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 bump. You couldn't even hear what the words were saying in the music. It was so loud. That's the devil. Ranting and raving. They think the preacher needs to know God and tell them what God says. But many people don't have a revelation that they too must have a relationship with God. Jesus' disciples were with him every day, but they truly did not know him. They walk with him every day. They talk to him. Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm sure they didn't always talk about what we're going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No. Even though, you know, when that boy came and all those 5,000 people were there, and he had, they said, Master, these people are going to be hungry. And we only had one child with a lunch. He got one, you know, one fish and two barley loaves. Now, that's not going to feed all these 5,000 people, men, women, and children. Jesus said, don't worry, don't worry. He prayed over it. He prayed over it, and they had 12 baskets left over. I'm telling you, we don't have that when we got Jesus in our lives. And we know Jesus, you know, and they tried. You know, they tried their best to cast that spirit out of that woman. And then said, and Jesus came along and said, get out. They said, well, what did you do? He kept a relationship with the Father. Even when he came to earth, he kept a relationship with the Father. He didn't let go of his relationship because he stepped on the earth realm. No. So in the earth realm, you got to have a relationship with God. When you wake up in the morning, I don't care if the alarm clock goes off, you got to say, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up. Lord God Almighty in the heavens, thank you, thank you, thank you. You got to start thanking him, blessing him, honoring him. I told you earlier the angels bow down and worship him. Are you bowing down and worshiping him? Are you giving him glory, praise, and thanksgiving? I've been told that's the only thing God can do for himself is to praise himself. So we got to do it. We got to say, Lord, you are almighty. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of kings. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. You are Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, my healer. You are Jehovah Tikkanu, a righteous God. You are holy, and we got to talk to him. But then, say, Lord, my refrigerator needs filling up. Lord, my child needs some shoes. Lord, you know, my grandbaby, you know, is in the hospital. Whatever it is, my this and that and the other, you know, he didn't put us down here to leave us alone. He said he will meet every need for you. So you talking to him. Now, when you get finished, listen to what he got to tell you. He may say, go over there by Sister G, and she got baskets full of food for you. Just go over there. He may say, go over to Sister Lanny's house, and she got all the fresh water you're going to need. It's never going to run out from her house. You don't know what he's going to tell you. But you got to spend time in his presence. You got to hear what he say, and then let him hear what you got to say. Not just one time a day. I know, you know, like I told y'all, some people say, Lord, as soon as I get in the car, I'm going to pray. I didn't have time this morning because I had to go somewhere. I had to go to the doctor. I had to go, you know, to the grocery store. And I didn't have time to pray this morning. But, Lord, I promise you, as soon as I get back in the car, I'm going to pray. And then you get in the car, and then the phone ring, and it's Sister So-and-so. And you say, hey, Sister So-and-so. She's telling you about the latest gossip. Girl, did you hear about Brother So-and-so? Did you hear about Sister So-and-so? Did you hear about them children over there? And, you know, and then you say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I want the phone with her. Now, Lord, I promise you, before I eat another thing today, I'm going to praise you. You get home, and your stomach starts talking. Your stomach starts telling you, you got to eat. Then you got to drink some water. And you say, Lord, I promise you, as soon as I finish eating and drinking this water, I'm going to praise you. And then you about have sleep by then because, you know, you've eaten three times and you about have sleep. And you say, Lord, I know I promise you. Just forgive me. Wait till tomorrow. And then the same thing happened in a different way. So we got to continually praise him. You know, the devil put you to sleep on purpose so you can't get the promises of God. You know the promises in Deuteronomy 28? The blessings, read them. There are curses there too, but you want to claim the blessings for you and your family. So he said, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? They eat up my people as they eat bread, but they don't call upon me. They don't. They act like they don't know my name. They act like I'm not the one who created them. They act like I'm not the one who keep breath in their body. They act like they don't even know me. I have come to the earth to do the will of God. Each one of us come here to do the will of our Father because he sent us here. And when he sent you, before he sent you, he put a purpose in you. He said, I know the plans I have for you. They are good plans to give you a greater future and a greater hope. Now, some people know God. They say they're saved, yet they spend more time on Channel 40, Channel 9, Channel 4, Channel 6, Channel 8 on their TV, or they're distracted by Facebook, Twitter, and other electronic devices. These are all traps of the enemy. If you don't have the fruit of the Spirit, self-control, you could be in them things for 5 hours and not even be aware, of your environment. So pay attention. Don't get trapped in all of these things that the devil sent. We got to keep our relationship with God. We got to keep it, establish it, and keep it. How long do you spend time in prayer? It said pray without ceasing. That's all the time. But of course, you know, you got to let God's voice speak to you too. It said meditate upon the word. You got to meditate on it. Hear what he's saying to you. Some of us have dreams and visions. I'm like, Lord, I need to know what this dream meant. I don't understand it, Lord. Help me. Are he going to do it? So how long do we spend time praying? How long do we spend time reading the word? How long do we spend time studying God's word and obeying him? Do we daily obey him by reading and studying his word? How often do we meditate on the word? Conversations do we have with our family and our friends about God? Do we share the word of God? Yeah, we share the weather report. Girl, it's cold over here. Yeah, you know, they say it's 95 in Africa right now. Or they said, you know, this on channel. Did you hear about that child that did this? Did you hear about that person that's in prison? Did you hear? Yeah, we tell them that. Everything that's on the channel news, we tell them that. On the daily news, some of us keep the news on 24/7. I'm talking about the bad news, Channel 4, Channel 6, Channel 8, Channel 40, Channel 90. We keep that bad news going all the time. And then we wonder, Lord, oh, God, I don't want to get, you know, I don't let the devil attack me, but we listen to the devil's message all day long on the news. And it's terrifying on purpose. The devil wants you to be in terror. He wants to keep you terrorized. You can't even hear God when you're in fear. I tried it before. I was in Hurricane Katrina, and the water was rising. I got in fear quickly. Oh, my God, when I saw that water and no rain, I'm like, whoa, fear hit me. And then I had to say, Lord, you are my peacemaker. Give me peace. I need to hear your voice. What should I do? So we got to get peace. So, you know, we report all the bad news. We hear all that bad news. How often do we say, God told me? Sometimes we say, something told me that. Don't insult God. Either God told you or the devil told you. God did this for me. How often do you say that? God healed me. You know what God told me yesterday? How often do we say that? God is so awesome. He saved my neighbor whom I've been sharing the word with. Or he healed me. Or I read Psalms 23. I read Psalms 27. I read Psalms 35. I spent 1 hour in prayer. I spent 2 hours in prayer. That's the good news. How many of us spend a lot of time in prayer? We spend more time, like I told you, on all of these devices, Channel 4, Channel 22. I wonder what Moses did, how he got the word. You know, he had a relationship with God. What about Isaiah? He had a relationship with God. What about Jeremiah? They didn't have no channel this and channel that. They had to get directly in the throne room and say, Lord, what's my next step? That's what we got to do. Good news. Can you say, I studied God's word for 1 hour today? I didn't know what to study, but God said, this is what God said, I should study whatever book it is, from Genesis to Revelation. He'll tell you. Sometimes God will say, I want you to go study, blah, 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 and he'll give it to me. And sometimes I'll be half asleep, but I wake up and I write it down. And so when I get up, I read it, and it's a message in it for me. If I don't understand, I'm like, Lord, why did you give me that scripture? What was that scripture for? It may not even be for today. It may have been for next week or next year, but he gave it to me. And so I got to get it in my spirit to know what to do about it. All right, Sister Mary, you have Jeremiah, Sister Mary Nichols, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. Can you read it?
Yes.
She's
New American.
Okay, go ahead.
Standard. Okay. For my people are foolish. They do not know me. They are foolish children and have no understanding. They are skillful at doing evil, but they do not know how to do good.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Awesome. Did you hear what God said about his people? We're foolish, foolish people. But we don't want to be foolish. We want to be people of wisdom. When you read the word, it downloads wisdom in you. You don't have to say, oh, God, I don't have a clue what to do. No, he's going to give it to you. But you got to keep that relationship with him. No, not a prayerless life, but a prayerful life. All right, Sister Marion from Jacksonville, Jeremiah 4:22.
Yes, Jeremiah 4:22. For my people who is foolish, they have not known me. They are sluggish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge.
Thank you. All right, all right. You heard what God said. We don't have knowledge of what to do good. We always in the evil. And, you know, when you listen to that, I tell you, when you listen to that TV all the time, you're going to pick up, the Bible says, evil communication corrupt good morals. So if you are listening to all the evil communications on the TV, people say, well, how am I know what to do? Now, let me tell you what, the Almighty will tell you what to do. When I was in Hurricane Katrina, we didn't have no TV, no cell phone, no radio, no nothing. No record player, they used to say, half long time ago. We didn't have nothing. We just had to be still and know that he's God. He was downloading in me. He was telling me what to do. And I was, oh, yeah. He had all attention on him during that hurricane. Everybody's attention was on God. They were in a pickle, as people say. They were in a trap. They had to hear God. You had to depend on him. You know, when David was out there with the bear and the lion, the sheep and Goliath, he had to hear from God. You know, God was the one who gave him the strength to kill the bear, the lion, and, you know, with his two hands. And then he said to Goliath, he said, no. I come in the name of the Most High God. And that's how we got to be. When the giants rise up in your life, you got to say, I come in the name of the Most High God. If it's raining, you know, people in Jacksonville, I say Jacksonville belong to Jesus. That's when we speak to the wind and rain. We say, no, I speak to you, wind and rain. See, go back into the ocean and dissolve. Do not come nigh Jacksonville. You got to know how to get a prayer through. You got to say, wait a minute. When I drive down the street, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. My car will not get hit. Oh, even if you're on a bicycle, I ain't going to get hit. No, I'm going to come back the same way I left, even better. We got to know what to say. We got to get a prayer through. People of God, listen to me. Everybody on Wednesday midweek Bible study, listen to me. Each of us must establish a personal relationship with our Creator, the one who carefully shaped, the one who carefully formed us in our mother's stomach, the one who made sure we made it safely into 2023. We must shut off our TV, radio, cell phone, home phone, all distractions, and get ready to meet Jesus as he returns, when he returns. I don't know when that is. He didn't tell me. He ain't told nobody. But he's going to return. So let's not be like the foolish five foolish virgins who needed oil in their lamp. All right, Sister Julia, you have Matthew 24:44.
Yes, praise God. Therefore, be ye also ready, but in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh.
Amen, amen. He coming like a thief in the night. We don't know when he coming, but we got to be ready, and we got to spread the word. Wise people tell other people. I remember I was very young, and when I was 16 when I got saved, I started talking to my family. I said, I want y'all saved too. God didn't just save me for nothing. I want y'all to be saved too. And sometimes they won't hear it. But I bent my knee when I was a child, and I started praying for everyone in my family members, and they all got saved, all of them. So we got to read God's word. We got to study God's word, and we got to live God's word. That means obey. All right, Sister Lanny, you got Hebrews 3:7?
Yes, ma'am. Hebrews 3:7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today if you will hear his voice, that's verse 7.
Okay.
You want me to read 8?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. That's Hebrews 3, 7, and 8.
Thank you so much. So let me tell
you.
I'm talking to everybody. So we got to, you know, we got to just get rid of all these distractions because we got too many. The devil done gave us so many distractions. We just got to get in the presence of God and say, Lord, forgive me for, you know, all these distractions that I've just been sucked into. All of them. And we got to just listen to God. Listen. Listen. Challenge, what they say? Just a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your struggles, whatever. And he'll hear our faintest cry. That's what it says. He'll hear. You know, even if you on your bed of affliction, you can't hardly hold your head up. I was there. I could hardly hold my head up. I was so sick. I said, Lord, heal me, Lord, so I could get up and go back teach children again. I was probably in my 40s, but I'm teaching children again. So I thank God that he hear and answer prayer. All right, Sister Ossie, you have Psalms 95, 7 through 11.
Yes. Psalms 95, 7 through 11. For he is our God, and we are his people, of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you would hear his voice, do not harden your heart, as at Meribah, as in the day of Messiah in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who err in their heart, and they do not know my ways. Therefore I swore in my anger, truly they shall not enter into my rest.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for his mercy, huh? God has so much mercy on us. If we knew the amount of mercy, oh, my God, it would probably cover us. He'd give us so much mercy. His mercy endures forever. So I thank God for his mercy, his grace, his favor upon our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, for us hearing the word and obeying the word. Help us, oh God, remove stubborn, rebellious spirits. Remove any unforgiveness towards you or towards anyone in the name of Jesus. And help us, oh God, attune our ears that we might hear what you're saying. And, Lord, we can't hear your voice if we got something on in the house all the time. And we said, well, I was playing praise music. But could you hear God through the praise music? Could you hear him when the radio on? You get in the car, turn the radio on. But, Lord, help us to shut everything down and be available for you, oh God. We do it when there's a destruction coming, when there's a hurricane coming, when there's a tsunami coming, when we have warnings that this is going to happen. Lord, when we heard about COVID-19, Lord, everybody was giving you praise. They were honoring you. When they saw people dropping like flies, people got close to you. But then after a while, we go right back to our ways again. But Lord, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, always faithful to you because you're faithful to us. So Lord, we just give you praise and thanksgiving today. I thank you for my sisters and brothers on the line, Brother Harold. I thank you, Lord God, for his steadfast unmovableness. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in his life. I thank you for Ossie, oh God, Sister Mary Nichols, Sister Marion, Julia, Sister Lanny. I thank you, Lord God, for moving in our lives like never before. And, Father, we lift up our Sister Cassandra, who's been in the hospital on her bed of affliction, but we thank you that you're raising her up in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for our family members, far and near. We thank you for salvation going forth far and near in the name of Jesus. We just bless you today. We're giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. We are honoring you. I thank you for Sister Lanny, her family, and Lord, you know about the water situation there in Jackson, Mississippi. They can't even wash clothes. They can't even do anything. But you are a water purifier. There's nothing you can't do. You can do the impossible. So, Lord, we repent on behalf of Jackson, Mississippi. For whatever reason, the devil was allowed to come in and bring this polluted water. Forgive, oh God, any abominations and iniquities to you, oh God. We ask forgiveness for not only Jackson, but for every city, every state in our nation, every continent, Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, Europe. We ask forgiveness, Father, for everything that we've done against you. Oh, God, we know that you are God of vengeance, but have mercy upon us, oh, God, and upon our families in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sister Lanny, can you get a song prepared for us? Let me know when you get it ready.
All right, give me about 2 minutes to get to the PL.
Okay, sure. So it's prayer time. We're going to be praying. You know, I thank God for the babies. We've been praying for these babies since they were at least 5 months, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, at least 5 months or so. And now they're almost three and older. So I thank God, even baby Devin, these babies are being healed. So we, you know, the effectual fervent prayer righteous availeth much. So we thank God that he hears our cry, even our inner cry. Even, you know, the spirit will pray through us when we can't, when we get so we just can't utter a word. The spirit will pray for us to the Father. But we got to stay prayed up. All right. We are thanking God.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready, Sister G?
Yes, ma'am.
El Shaddai. El Shaddai. El Shaddai, let me lay my head on you. Oh, El Shaddai, you're the great God, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, let me lay my head on you while I'm working, while I'm having my feet. Hallelujah, God, how you hold me. You're the great I am. Oh, God, El Shaddai, let me lay my head on you. All God, because of who you are, I give glory. Oh God, because of who you are. give you the praise. Thank you, Lord. All because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, yeah, I worship you, Lord. All because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh. My provide, Jehovah Nisi, oh God, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shalom. My friend, I worship you. With my whole heart, body, spirit, soul, mind, and body, Lord, I worship you. Lord, you get all the glory for every blessing, for every grace, for every mercy, God. Hallelujah, Lord, I worship you. Oh, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, your Lord, that's who you are. My peace, God, oh God. That's who you are. Show to love your Lord. Oh, God. For who you are.
Amen. El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to him. That was beautiful, Sister Lainey. Thank you so very much. We appreciate that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, Sister Marion from Jacksonville, can you pray for our babies, baby Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Devin?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I bless your holy name right now, Lord God. I pray for our babies, all of them right now, Lord God, the ones that we're praying for and the one we're not praying for. Lord God, we have so many sick babies right now, Lord God, that need love and care right now, Lord God. I know, Lord God, what it is to have a sick child, Lord God. You need patience, you need love, and you need caring right now, Lord God. And I'm praying for all of our babies right now, Lord God. I'm praying for their parents right now, Lord God. Give them love, Lord God. Give them patience, Lord God, and understanding right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Protect all of our other babies. Some of them are being abused right now, Lord God, and they can't fend for themselves right now, Lord God. I'm praying like a covering over all of our babies right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Send your angels right now, Lord God, to look down on them, to cover them and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, enemy, and diseases right now, Lord God. And I'm praying anointing, healing right now over their bodies right now, Lord God. I know you can heal, Lord God. I know that when the doctor says no, you are the great Jehovah, you can say yes. When the doctors give up on our babies, Lord God, you don't give up on them right now, Lord God. I know for your son, Jesus, that he died on the cross with stripes that we might be healed. Also that our babies might be healed, Lord God. They are our next generation right now, Lord God. I need you to heal them. A mighty anointing healing over their bodies right now, Lord God. Let no weapons form against them, prosper, no sickness, no more illnesses, Lord God. You bring them through right now, Lord God, where they have a testimony to say, well, God brought me through. Not the doctors, but God. God brought me through. and just continue to bless their parents right now, Lord God. And you just cover all of them right now with your blood right now, Lord God. The devil is trying to take out our younger generation. That's our future generation. But in the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar, for he will not take our babies out with no sickness, with no illness, because I'm declaiming right now in the name of Jesus, healing anointing over all our children's bodies, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. They shall be healed. I claim that right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Awesome, powerful prayer. Thank you so much. Woo. I just love you all. Thank you, Jesus, for putting you all in my life. Thank you, Sister Mary. Awesome. All right, Sister Mary Nichols, can you pray for the protection of the unborn? Ask God to cut the funding for the abortion clinics to be shut down.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do, Lord, for the babies even born yet. But you know them. You have it all planned out for them. And Lord, I just ask that you would thank you at least for making the law do what is best for the baby. And that after 50 years, there is a change for those of us who know you. So I just thank you for that, Lord. And just ask you to protect. Put a hedge of protection around every single baby that has been created and is growing. Because this is the only difference between children who have been born and those who haven't been born, is that precious time of growing and being prepared to bring into the world. And Lord, I just ask that the mothers who are carrying those babies will come to understand what a miraculous and precious gift that unborn baby is, and that they, the mothers in their heart, will come to love that child and do all that they can to protect that child. We just praise you, Lord. Thank you for all of us who are somebody's child. And we just praise you, Lord, and ask you your continuous blessing and protection on the unborn children. Lord, I come against those people who think that they, the decision to murder the baby, when they can't create, they haven't been able to create real babies. Mad scientists are doing everything they can because they want to be God. Lord, I just ask you to protect them and to keep them, keep the baby, and help us to do your will concerning life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We appreciate that prayer. All right, Sister Lanny, if you could pray for Sister Vivian. She is now in India. Sister Vivian, that come on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. She's in India now on a missionary journey. You can pray for her.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are the Lord of the entire world. You've made the whole world. When we think about what we learned as little children, he's got the whole world in his hands. So Well, Sister Vivian is not in the, you are already there. Not only are you already there, but as she journeyed from here, from the United States of America to India, you were right there with her the whole time. We thank you that you're Emmanuel, you're God Emmanuel, you're already there. You show yourself strong. Wherever we are, you are there also. Lord, we pray and plead the blood of Jesus. Well, we want to just thank you for the opportunity that Sister Vivian had to do missionary journey. She's fulfilling the commission that you gave in your word for those of us who are saved in Judea and Samaria and all the, she has extended her gifting of ministry to include India. And we know, Father, all things that you taught her prior to now, you'll be able to use those in India to be a blessing to the people there. We pray, God, not only will she be safe, will she be covered by your blood as she is now, we pray for those who will hear her, that you will give them hearts of flesh, that they will be tender and they will be attentive to what you're giving her to say through the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray a blessing upon the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of which she carries. Now, God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, from the inside out, every muscle, every tissue, every blood vessel, every major organ, we pray that you'll protect her from anything that the enemy would try to put upon her. We bind that in the name of Jesus. We cast all those issues down, that she will be safe, she will be healthy, she'll be strong, and when she comes back to us, she will have a wonderful report of the miracles that she saw there, that you route through her and the team that she's with in blessing the people of India. We so love you, Father, for this privilege for her. Now we release her and her team and others into your hands, and we know that you will care for her as only you can. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for that. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. So I thank God for each of you all today. Thank God for what he's doing in our lives. Thank God that he's moving mountains. We need somebody to pray for Ukraine. Who would like to pray for Ukraine? And, you know, they're going through the battle with Russia. Hello? Somebody, anybody, everybody need a prayer for Ukraine.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that just like you're in India, just like you're in the United States of America, you're also there with the people of Ukraine. We're praying, Father, for favor that you'll continue to give them. We pray that the enemy advances that they've tried to make toward them to continue to abuse them, God, we pray that you'll hold still the hand of the abuser, render them safe, give them safe opportunities that they can be covered. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the tools they need to be worthy warriors in the name of Jesus. And then as they fight, the fight to protect their country and to protect their families. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, you will preserve life, the life of the men, women, boys, and girls there. We pray for the leadership. We pray, Father, that you will give them vision, give them an understanding of what strategically they need to do to be protected. We see it all through your word, how you sent worthy leaders and you talked to the leaders. I think about Deborah, how you sent her to help. To fight the right battle and to do what was needful that they will win the war. Father, for every battle fought, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for you. And we thank you for every battle won. And, Father, for those that they have suffered, we pray, God, for healing. We pray, God, for a renewal. We pray, God, for that provisions are being provided for them and whatever they need from other countries that will help them be worthy warriors. We pray, God, they get the tools they need. We plead to plead the blood of Jesus over all the people, that salvation will come, that people will begin to desire you. People will begin to want to know you as God. In the name of Jesus, we know that the gospel of Jesus Christ is what will save the entire world. And you said that it is the time will come when the whole world will get the word of who our Christ, precious Jesus is. So, God, we pray for salvation. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for comfort. We pray for forgiveness for those who have known that they were doing things wrong to hurt others. We pray, God, for that they will repent and start again and with the right heart and the right spirit. We pray for the workings of the Holy Spirit in Ukraine. We thank you, God, and thank you for your mercy and your grace being extended and favor. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you,
God. Amen. Thank you so much. Oh, we appreciate that prayer. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, it's time to close out. Anybody else need prayer or anything before we close?
Mr. G, I have a praise report. I was late because I had a doctor's appointment with my eyes. I had been diagnosed with shingles. It was on my face and it was attacking my eye. And last week, my vision was 30 and 20. Today, it was 25 and 20. God is healing my eyes. God has healed my eyes, and I'm just walking through the process. The shingles, I'm looking at only the symptoms that were left. He healed me from shingles. And I want to thank you and this wonderful team of prayer warriors and just ask you to continue to keep me and others in prayer that battle these type things. And we know all of this is just a distraction. You said it today. The enemy send these things to keep us from getting in God's face to find out what our assignments are and to do the work of God. Just want to say thank you. And I praise God for healing, for him being a healer for me independently. I just want to say thank you today to praise God and thank all of you for praying for me. Continue to do that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lainey. Anybody else? Right. Well, it's closing time. I love you all so much, but you already know God loves you so, so, so much. Can't put a measure on how much he loves you. So we'll talk soon. Look forward to hearing from you before. God bless you. God keep you. Lord, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. We thank you, Lord God, that we can continually praise you, continually honor you, continually bless you, Lord. We need you more than the skin of our bones. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper. We thank you that we are wise people. We read your word, we study your word, and we obey your word, your written and spoken word. We thank you that we can hear your voice clear. Surely your goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house forever and ever. Amen. All right. Yeah, bye-bye.
Amen.
God feel good. God feel with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.